This is Bible Basics, Study 4.4. Death is unconsciousness. From what we have learned so far about the soul and the spirit, it should follow that while dead, a person is totally unconscious. Whilst the actions of those responsible to God will be remembered by him, Malachi 3.16, Revelations 20.12, Hebrews 6.10. There is nothing in the Bible to suggest that we have any consciousness during the death state. It is hard to argue with the following clear statements concerning this. The first one, man's spirit, or breath in the King James Version, departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Psalm 146:4. The next one, the dead know nothing. Their love, their hatred, and their envy is now perished. Ecclesiastes 9:5-6. There is no wisdom in the grave. Ecclesiastes 9:10. No thinking, and therefore no consciousness. The next quote is, Job says that on death he would be as though he had not been. Job 10:18-19. He saw death as the oblivion, unconsciousness, and total lack of existence which we had before we were born. Another quotation, man dies as the animals do. Ecclesiastes 3:19. If man consciously survives death somewhere, so must they. Yet both scripture and science are silent about this. God remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. It is gone, and its place remembers it no more. That's Psalm 103:14-16. That death is truly unconsciousness, even for the righteous, is demonstrated by the repeated pleas of God's servants to allow their lives to be lengthened, because they knew that after death they would be unable to praise and glorify God, seeing that death was a state of unconsciousness. Hezekiah, in Isaiah 38:17-19, and David in Psalm 6:4-5, and Psalm 30:9, Psalm 39:13, and Psalm 115:17 are good examples of this. Death is repeatedly referred to as a sleep or rest, both for the righteous and for the wicked. And that's Job 3:11, Job 13:17, and Daniel 12:13. Sufficient evidence has now been produced for us to state bluntly that the popular idea of the righteous going to a state of bliss and reward in heaven straight after their death is simply not found in the Bible. The true doctrine of death and man's nature provides a great sense of peace. After all the traumas and pains of a man's life, the grave is a place of total oblivion. For those who have not known the requirements of God, this oblivion will last forever. Never again will the old scores of this tragic and unfulfilled natural life be raised. The futile hopes and fears of the natural human mind will not be realized or threatened. In Bible study, there is a system of truth to be discovered. Yet, sadly, there is also a system of error in man's religious thinking, due to inattention to the Bible. Man's desperate efforts to soften the finality of death have led him to believe that he has an immortal soul. Once it is accepted that such an immortal element exists within man, it becomes necessary to think that it must go somewhere after death. This has led to the thought that at death there must be some difference between the fates of the righteous and the wicked. To accommodate this, it has been concluded that there must be a place for good immortal souls to go, called heaven, and another place for bad immortal souls to go, called hell. We have shown earlier that an immortal soul is a biblical impossibility. The other false ideas inherent in the popular reasoning will now be analyzed. 1. That the reward for our lives is given at death in the form of our immortal soul being assigned to a certain place. 2. That the separation between righteous and wicked occurs at death. 3. That the reward for the righteous is to go to heaven. 4. That if everyone has an immortal soul, then everyone must go to either heaven or hell. 5. That the wicked souls will go to a place of punishment called hell. The purpose of our analysis is not just negative. By considering these points in detail, we believe that we will express many elements of Bible truth, which are vital parts of the true picture concerning man's nature. And again, we are not alone in these conclusions. And this is a quotation again from John Robinson, Bishop of Woolwich. The Bible nowhere says that we go to heaven when we die, nor does it ever describe death in terms of going to heaven. In the Old Testament, you went to Sheol when you died. And that's in On Being the Church in the World, Hammondsworth, UK, Penguin, 1960, and that's page 156.